In this 10-minute meditation, we're going to explore how to use mindfulness to work with unpleasant emotions. Now, of course, emotions are part of life and it's just part of being human. We don't want to try to get rid of our emotions and numb ourselves using mindfulness. But at the same time, we want to try to avoid getting lost in them or getting caught up in emotional reactions to things. So to begin with, take a few moments to just sit somewhere comfortably. Close or half close your eyes. Let go of any tension that you're holding in the muscles. Allowing the body to relax and settle. And take a few moments to scan your attention through your body. Just to notice how you're feeling. Noticing your physical state, emotional state. Noticing the breath. Just the natural movement of the breath as it enters and leaves at the nostrils. The gentle rising and falling of the chest and shoulders, the expansion and contraction of the belly. Allowing the breath just to be natural. When the mind inevitably wanders and starts to think or evaluate or plan or daydream, just noticing that that's happened and coming back to the breath. Just using the breath as an anchor, as a way of staying present. And to practice the skill of relating mindfully to emotions, we might want to evoke an emotion so that we can work with it. I mean, as you do this meditation right now, you might feel some strong emotion in the body, and if that's the case, feel free to work with that. But if you're feeling calm and relaxed, take a moment just to think about some challenge that you're facing at the moment. Nothing that's going to be overwhelming or traumatizing, nothing that's going to be too strong. I really can't emphasize that enough, but just perhaps think about an argument that you've had with someone, maybe something that you've been worried about, maybe a mistake you've made or something that you've been stewing or dwelling on. Perhaps there's some setback that you've faced, some kind of, you know, minor illness. Again, nothing big. Let's just start small here because we're building a skill. We're building a muscle. So we want to just pick up a small 1 kilogram weight rather than find the biggest weight in the gym. But just pick a situation that has some kind of emotional charge and just start to think about that situation. If you like, you might imagine yourself back in that particular situation when the emotion was at its peak, really placing yourself back there, seeing it through your own eyes, hearing it through your ears, really being back there in that moment, looking around, noticing what you can see, noticing what you can hear. If there's anybody else involved, just seeing them, seeing their face, their facial expression, or remembering the email or the text that you received. Maybe there are smells and tastes that reconnect you with this situation. And as you start to step back into it, you might start to notice how your body's feeling, that perhaps there are sensations showing up in the body, tension, contraction, increased heart rate, or maybe different sensations throughout the body. So just becoming aware of how your body's feeling right now as you do this exercise. And letting go of the image, the memory, and now just giving your full attention to your body. And simply noticing, to begin with, the felt experience of the emotion, your physical reaction to what you're just imagining. Noticing how it feels in the body. Noticing where you feel it. Noticing where the sensations are centered. Noticing their intensity. Their boundaries. Noticing whether their boundaries are defined or a little bit diffuse. Noticing the texture of the sensations. Dense, heavy, or maybe light, empty, spacious, hot, cold. Just being aware as much as you can of how these sensations feel in your body. All we're doing right now is paying attention to the sensations. If the mind goes off into the memory or some story or some judgment about what you're feeling or what happened or some reaction, just noticing that, coming back to the body, back to your breath, back to the sensations that you feel in your body. If there's a name for this emotion, just naming it. Sadness, fear, anger, shame. So what we're practicing here is mindfulness of an emotion. Just experiencing it as it is in the body, moment by moment by moment. Without the habitual over-identification of getting caught in the story and feeding it, or the under-identification, which is meaning fighting it, trying to get rid of it, trying to stop it. So right now, don't feed it or fight it. Just feel it. How does it feel in the body? Letting go of any resistance, any reaction. Just allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. This is mindfulness of an emotion. And it can be very good to bring in some self-compassion as well. It can be very helpful, and it's very closely related to mindfulness. In fact, it's an aspect of mindfulness, compassion. The quality of the attention that we bring, the relationship that we have with our experience. And so an invitation here, take one of your hands and place it on the part of your body where you feel the emotion the strongest. Or just place it on your heart. This is what's known as soothing touch. Finding just the right position, just the right amount of pressure. Maybe doing some gentle circles or just holding your hand there. And noticing the effect that that has as you bring this physical presence to the emotion in the body. Giving yourself permission to feel this emotion. Maybe saying in your mind, it's okay that I'm feeling this. It's normal. It's human. Maybe reassuring yourself, I'm okay. Everything's okay. Even though I'm feeling this, everything's okay. And so just noticing what it's like to relate to an emotion in this mindful and self-compassionate way. What effect does this have? Does it create a sense of spaciousness around the emotion? When you let go of resistance and judgment, does it make it easier just to feel the emotion? Maybe the emotion's even starting to fade away as you let go of the resistance and stop feeding it with stories. So just noticing whatever's happening for you right now. There's no right or wrong, no experience you should or shouldn't be having. Just noticing what is happening for you. Which part of this meditation has been helpful? And then when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open.